Good evening. This is celebrity pizza guy Nicholas Rubin and the lovely
fashion wellness coach Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the Forget About It show.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing there, Nick?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Miss Penny?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty chipper here. We're on our way back up to Reading, and we thought we'd do the...
We're in the pressure cooker.
We thought we'd do the easy way on the go today. So now this is the Forget About It show on the go today.
Oh, yes, it is.
So anyways, we had a wonderful time this weekend, and what an amazing event. It's been a long 4 days, but it was well worth it. And we are, trying to get ourselves lined up for our next event, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But the one thing I want to talk about right now is, we have a lot of different people asking us where to shop, and for the holidays, we got the countdown. So today, what is the 21st? So we got a few more days. And, the average family across America is shopping for about $929 for a household, which I think is, God, back in the old days, that was astronomical, But I think that the most important thing is that, when you travel up and down the coastline, you see a lot of different changes and from town to town, how much things are. But here in California, of course, we're the Golden State, and, things are kind of pricey here. But, we have so many different things that we can shop for. And the one thing that we did this weekend was we did a Toys for Tots event, and we catered that event. And, if you have anything that you want to do for someone, I think a lot of times it's, giving to charities, giving to a child that hasn't had the opportunity
to receive a toy.
That's right, to receive a toy or to receive anything, and just
correct.
Reaching out to those kids, because let's face it, our future is our children. And, that was one thing that really struck our hearts about this event we just did. And so Steve Rodenbach, he was the, he's with Biltwell Roofing, and he donated all the toys for this event, and it was amazing. I couldn't believe how many toys kept coming out of this truck. I mean, it was just amazing how many he did. And, the toys are going to go to the Children's Hospital, and, we really want to stress that, I know that it's hard when you are on a budget and you want to, do for your household and whatnot, but I think that one of the best ideas for children is to let them give to another child. And I think that that would be a really good idea. If you can't think of something that you could do, reach out and have your children give to another child, because raising your children to always give is so important. And, I've raised all three of my children, and, that's one thing that I know that they do. And I think that, wouldn't you say that your family has always been like that too, Nick?
Yes, they have.
And, so
it's about giving.
Yeah, it is. It's about giving, and, it's a God thing. I mean, you really need to, say what is the best thing for you to be doing, and how can you do something great for somebody else?
It's about putting a smile on a child's face.
Yeah, and making them feel warm and toasty inside and wanted.
Christmas is all about children, pretty much. And putting a smile on a child's face is the best thing for that child and for you, to put that smile on their face.
So what we did this weekend was we had this amazing event, and we catered the event.
Which was pressure cooker.
That was another pressure cooker, yeah. We went to this place called the Treehouse Lounge in Chinatown, mind you. And, Eric Zuli, Easy Way Broadcasting, he was the one that sponsored us, and
sponsored the event.
He sponsored the event, and what an amazing event he did. And we got a chance to really see the real deal. We had a couple red carpets, we had lots of celebrities come, and the most important thing that I found is that we got to take all the people that were, you know, people that we had been meeting since when we first started with Eric, and we were able to get to see them perform in a real setting. It was amazing. And so Nick did the cooking. He was back in the kitchen. He got to...
I was back in the kitchen on the red carpet, back in the kitchen on another red carpet, back in the kitchen, down giving the toys to the tots.
Yes, that was
taking
amazing.
The toys off the truck and giving it to the representatives.
He got to help in every facet of the whole thing, and so did I.
And I was still cooking.
Yeah, yeah, he was. He was still cooking. Actually, we were cooking until
now,
wee hours.
Pull that off as a chef, let me tell you.
We were cooking until
forget
wee
about
hours.
It.
Wee hours of the night. And I it was called zombie cooking after 12, right?
No, it was called zombie cooking after 2.
But
no, actually, then we didn't get home till 4 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was kind of crazy
trip.
Too. That was kind of crazy too.
So I was there from 12 noon until 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 2 to 3 in the morning. Went to bed at 4. The next day was history.
You know, and the thing is, we've been on our way up, you know, we've been driving up the road, and, you know, it takes a long time. It takes us about 9 hours each way going, you know, down to Los Angeles. And, you know, I got to tell you, people are scampering around. It's amazing how you can watch people up and down the road. And, you know, we just did this event. We got to see how everybody all lights up in Hollywood, and that was all fun and everything. And, you know, I think that the most important thing is that, you know, we do have the holidays coming, and everybody was in a festive spirit.
Yeah.
Carmelita Pittman, I have to say this. I was so impressed at how, you know, the choice of her songs were Christmas songs. And, you know, there's nothing like bringing yourself back to your childhood. So I was really amazed at
that.
It
was awesome.
Yeah, and we had Chevin Roberts. You know, we had a lot of different people on there, but the most important thing was that everybody enjoyed everything that happened for the show. And for the shows, yes, yes, yes. We had more than one show.
We had multiple shows. And I didn't see anything, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate for the cook. He has to do everything through through the kitchen. Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah, he gets to see things via walls. But yeah, that was kind of one of those things. I wish he could have seen it. So we need to get ourselves a venue. We'll have to tell Eric we need a venue that has a window so he can look through it.
Okay. Well, Mario Lopez is. I had a window.
You did have a window. Yeah, you did. So
anyway, we want to give a shout out to Lisa Beretta Lloyd, who has lipstick clothing. For children, go to www.lipstickgirlsclothing.com. And she's from Vineland, New Jersey. She moved out to California. She went to Italy to become and to learn about fashion. She's an artist.
She's a designer.
She designed clothes for Madonna, for her daughter Lourdes' clothing line. And this is her website. And for children's clothing, go to it and get some clothes for your kids.
Yeah, she's an amazing gal. She was at our event, too. She made it a point to come out and see us. And, you know, that was really good. I think we should probably go to a commercial, wouldn't you
say?
Yes,
I'd say so.
Okay, let's go to a commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Okay. So, yeah, we've got someone amazing that that we're going to introduce. And, you know, we're sponsored by EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. He is amazing. Eric Zulli has worked with Tyga, Kobe Odonis. He's partners with Tim Brown, which is coming out with his Visa down in 2017. This next year is going to be amazing. We've seen him put out so many different A-list events, red carpet events. The experience we've had is it's amazing. It's like there's so many people that just are coming to the table wanting to have him run their show, run their business, get them out there. And he's a host. He's a host and a branding
genius.
Yeah, absolutely. And without further ado, Eric Zulli, I know you're there.
I am flattered. Branding genius, huh?
Hey, everybody.
Well, absolutely. And, today, today, Eric, wouldn't you say we need to do the Forget About It show in a Forget About It way? Who do we have coming
forget
on here?
Forget About It. All right, yeah, guys, what's going on? I'm Eric Zulli, a.k.a. Easy, and we produce like-minded events, and great people meet each other, and it gets put on social media, and everybody in the world talks about it. We got hundreds of people that are posting that event all over social media, and, you guys were talking about this event, and you're building up this whole thing, and you've got to tell people that they can go to easyway.tv. They can go to easywaybroadcasting.com. They'll be able to see the episode. They'll be able to see everything that they may have missed, or go to any of our social media, and they'll be able to see a lot of the live streaming and a lot of the fun, because we always bring the audience with us and all that fun. But yeah, I'm actually happy to give my dad my theme music here, because it is my dad that we have as a guest today. And my dad, actually, he's a former MP. He's from Chicago. He dealt with a lot of real estate. Former fire chief for the fire department. He was a firefighter in Chicago. I mean, there's a lot about my dad that people don't know, and I guess we'll find out. We'll find out what it is that people don't know. And without further ado, we have Easy's dad, my dad, James Zulli. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
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 Now we're gonna have fun.
As far as me, forget about that.
Yeah,
yeah.
So how are you doing?
Well, as far as all the stuff he's talking about, forget it. All I'm, what's on my mind is that pizza and those sandwiches that Nick makes. I mean, when we went to that Halloween party, the high point, sorry guys, as far as all the rest goes, that was fine, but the high point is when I went in the corner, sat down with that little plate and a couple pieces of pizza Nick gave me, and it's like, oh, I just sat back and bit into that stuff, and it was amazing. I mean, anyway, yeah, the event went great, and how you guys get all that food out there, it's amazing. But, all the people that showed up, the celebrities showed up, and you're talking around the holidays. A lot of people are out of town, And
That's true. And there were so many people. I felt like the line was never ending. There was when we were serving up the food and whatnot. And I'm impressed at all the stuff you do. My God, what an amazing photographer! And you get out there and you. Yeah, I mean, you do such a great job in all the stuff that you contribute to the business.
That last picture I got of you guys at Crescent Bay, that could go on a postcard, with the red sky.
Well, let's see that picture.
Yeah, we're anxious to see the developing of that picture. Yeah, that was cool. You took us out, and, it's funny. We come down, we do these events, Eric
and
puts all this stuff
home.
Together, and then we go back home. But, it's
we
really
hung
nice.
Out this time.
It's,
hung out.
Yeah, and you really made us feel really cozy. You're very hospitable, and thank you very much. But,
well, we got the fire going.
Yeah, we got the fire going.
So what's this? I hear you're a firefighter in Chicago?
Captain.
My God.
Yeah, when I got out of the Army, I was an MP in the Army, and when I got out, I got in the fire department. There was 300 people that tried out, and three of us made it. So that was good. But leaving a position like that, when you get a good, secure job like that, it's, you got to think about when you quit. So I wanted to finish school.
So I thought, you know, if I got to battle through life, I might as well do it where the weather is nice. And I mean, you can't beat this weather. You guys know when it's, you know, when you walk down the house. I mean, 78 degrees.
78 degrees.
Oh, yeah, the weather's great out here. And so that's what I did. I came out here and finished school and all that kind of stuff. And then I started working with Eric and going to all the events, meeting a lot of the people. And, you know, I had a chance to meet a lot of the people that he didn't really know. You know, like we went to a Rancho Palos Verdes golf, celebrity golf deal at Trump Golf Course. And some of the guys that were there, Eric wasn't familiar with, like, Rosie Greer and, you know, some of the celebrity, you know, football players and stuff. But, you know, that was like, what, 20-something years before him. So it's like when I go to some of these events and see these celebrities, I don't know who they are. Never heard of them. You know, but there's a generation gap of 40 years, you know.
Right. But Eric knows them. He knows them all, doesn't he?
He knows. Yeah, they all. I mean, when they see him at these events, they're like, easy, you know. Like, it's amazing. But, yeah, I found it interesting, you know, meeting with there's so many. I was at this one event, and I turned around, and there's Peter Fonda, and I forgot some of the names, but Richard Dreyfuss did an interview with him, and it's kind of fun, you know. But anyway, you guys are knocking it out of the park with the celebrity pizza guy. It's like people are saying, this one guy said, is he here? I said, who? That celebrity pizza guy. I said, yeah, he's the one making the food. And it's amazing today how things can change, you know, so rapidly with the social media. It's all turning to social media now, rather than years ago, just television and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right,
so,
to get yourself out there. Yeah, and Eric's done such an amazing job of doing that. I mean, I can't believe, I mean, he's actually in the number one spot. When you pull up,
celebrity pizza guy.
I mean, he's right there, and we pulled up Getty Images, and he's the very first one. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I mean, where could you go to do that? You couldn't. I mean, so that's why the whole organization is amazing. But I want to say something here. So yesterday, or was it yesterday when we went to Crescent Day?
Yes.
That's why you could scale that side of the hill is because you were a firefighter. I mean. We should tell Eric about that. It's
forget
like, oh yeah,
it.
It's gonna go down the scale of the hill, and I'm looking at the little guys going, okay, this is a bucket list. Let's do this. And you look right at us, and you go, anybody want to come with me? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that without a rope.
Yeah, well,
instead,
I was like, we'd have to come down and save you, but. Anyways, no,
that's such a pretty place, you know, that Crescent Bay.
It was amazing.
We had a blast.
Well, that one
place. I took some great photos, beautiful photos.
I would love to do an event there. I mean, you know, like an outdoors event. I think that it would be a great place. The pitch is so picturesque. I mean, I was so impressed with it.
Well,
you guys
are in a beautiful area. I mean, Redding, come on, it's beautiful up there with the trees and all that. But,
it is God's country up there, that's for sure. It's a great place to shut down and, you know, and
enjoy the wildlife.
Yeah, it is. And
well,
we have 20
I give you guys credit. You pack up and you come out, you drive all the way down here. That's a good, 6-hour drive or something?
Nine hours.
From your
house,
9 hours.
And we haven't even gone anywhere yet. And we left at noon. We were in traffic.
But no,
and rain.
So, but
that's
I have
amazing.
To say, you know, Eric's very, very lucky to have someone like you that can show someone all of Los Angeles. I mean, I was, like, so impressed by that.
Laguna Beach.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, it's been very, very good. But, you know, I really want us to start focusing on, you know, the different things that we want to do. I know that we're going to get involved in more charities and, you know, you have so many contacts with, you know, different people that we talked with just this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. You know, and the time goes by so fast. And you see people at these events, and they come up to you, and you go, wow. You know, you remember meeting them at an event. It could have been 3 years ago. It's just amazing. And, you know, like you guys and myself with Aretha, we do our show, and you hang up the phone, and it's time to pick up the phone and start the show again. The week goes by. Oh, God, I can't believe it.
It's like incredible. Before you know it, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. So, you guys, you mentioned Carmelita, didn't she? Knocked it out of the park, didn't she? I mean, She did.
They all did. They all did a wonderful job.
Did.
But you know what? But Carmelita, I was just impressed with how she started it with the, you know, the Christmas songs, because I really think that, you know, sometimes we go to, from one event to another and we forget it's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe Christmas is only a few days away. So, you know, I think that's really important for everybody to be in the spirit.
And it's your mom's birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, it's my mom's birthday. Virginia Beans is her name, and I want to say a shout out. Tomorrow she'll be 90. I cannot believe
90.
It.
Wow.
Yes. And, I mean, to live 90 years, can you imagine the stories? I was thinking about, you know, you guys have got me in this, you know, where you, well, Eric, you know, when he first started sticking that phone in our face. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, here you go. We're gonna live cast you. And I was like, okay, we got the live thing going. So now I'm doing that to my mother. But the stories that she tells me, I could write a memoir about this stuff. I mean, I couldn't.
You know,
I'll
tell you. That's a good point, Penny, because maybe you should get some of that on video. You know, tell her, look, I want to get some of these stories on video. And,
That's
like, you know what? Guys, I deal with some of the World War II veterans. They were in Iwo Jima and Corregidor and Guam and all that stuff. And I talk to these guys. We meet for breakfast, and the table is getting smaller all the time because, you know, they're 95, 98 years old, and we meet, and it was like 25 guys at the table. Now there's like 12. You know, if you're gonna get something, talk to them now, and I'm going to do some videos with some of these guys. And one of them is Tom Kitago, and he was a World War II veteran that was the founder of Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, a friend of mine, and the medical alert. And this other guy, it was an interesting story. He's 96, and Saul Schwartz is his name. He was in the Bataan Death March in World War II. And they put him in a prison camp in Nagasaki. All right, what helped him was they gave him hard labor, and they put him in a coal mine because they dropped the atom bomb on Nagasaki. He was right there, and he survived because he was in a hard labor camp, you know, a coal mine underground. Well, it turns out that after the war, he came back or he became a jeweler in Beverly Hills. And he was the one who made up the Elvis Presley jewelry, and he did jewelry for Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and all those guys. And the
paparazzi, really?
Yeah, they used to hang around the shop in Beverly Hills and wait for some of these guys to come by and talk to him, say hi, and get some jewelry made. I mean, but anyway, the president of China's daughter wanted to say thank you because we helped in World War II. We helped the Chinese. You know, fight against the Japanese. And so she wanted to do a thank you at the Nixon Library. So they had a lot of veterans, but they were Korean veterans and Vietnam veterans. They didn't have any World War II. So they called me up. They said, do you know any World War II veterans? So I brought Saul over there. And as we pulled up, the one lady was leaving, the prison of China's daughter, and she was in her 60s. And she had a security around her and, you know, hard to get to, and she was the royalty and all that stuff. So I got in between her security, and I walked up to her, and I said, Mrs. Lee, I brought a surprise for you. And she looks up at me, and I pointed over to my friend Saul, and I said, now this is what she wanted. I said, a friend of mine, World War II veteran, 96 years old. And she goes, oh. And she moved her hands, and her security moved. She walked over to him and grabbed his arm and said, thank you so much. Can I get a picture? You know, for the rest of the night, he was the star. You know, everybody came around and wanted to see the World War II veteran, you know, because they're becoming the stars today. You know, I mean, there's not many left. Interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway,
time to tell you.
Well, you know, that, you guys, speaking of veterans and military, you know, the Marines were at this event this last weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was so nice to have them standing there representing these, you know, and guarding these toys. And, you know, I thought it was amazing. And, you know, we have a couple more people that we want to talk to with you. And Carmelita.
They're in the queue.
Oh,
and,
Carmelita.
Yeah,
hey.
Carmelita.
Hey, hey.
All right, Carmelita. Hey, this is
Stella. Can you hear me?
About you, Carmelita.
Yeah, we sure can. How are you, Carmelita?
Hi there, guys. It was a great event. And,
you know.
Huh?
So tell us, how did you enjoy? How did you enjoy the event?
Well, I think that it turned out very well, and you know, I think that a lot of people walked away knowing that they were at a special event that is going to benefit foster children, and everybody came together. Everybody was a team, and it was a great event and a great time.
Oh yeah, bringing toys. And Carmelita, Carmelita's a little humble. We were talking about how she really came through with some of those high notes and the singing. She did all right.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely, and I love the Christmas songs. That was the best. I mean, you know, I think brought everybody in the room together. I thought that was really nice. But so Nick,
well,
what
else should you sing at Christmas time but Christmas songs?
There you go.
That was good.
So how are you doing, Carmelita?
Hey, I'm hanging in here. I'm having a great time. I mean, you know, this is the holiday season, the season when people remember, you know, the reason, which is to spread love and joy. And we should have love and joy all year round.
And good cheer.
And good cheer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool? Christmas year round. I'd like that.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Carmelita to the event. She sings Christmas songs all year round. You think you can handle that, Carmelita?
Well, you know, I was very good friends with Red Fox, and he actually produced a Christmas song in July, Christmas in July. And I like the idea, you know, that we don't have to always celebrate it at any, you know, specific time of the year, but that we should have Christmas in our hearts all year round.
Yeah, for sure. Makes people feel happy, you know.
So the beginning of July is actually 6 months away from Christmas, pretty much.
And how many times have we said, I can't believe 2 more months till Christmas? And I remember saying that 10 years ago. Wow, they come up so fast. And I'm getting to the point where I didn't even put my stuff away now, all my ornaments. I just leave them.
You just leave the Christmas ornaments up, Jim?
Well, maybe not up, but I just don't pack them away in the attic anymore, you know?
I know some people that keep their Christmas ornaments up all year round.
Wow.
In fact, I have a friend who has Christmas in her kitchen every day. You should see. Well, she's a designer, and she's invited me to come over to see her Christmas display in her living room.
Wow.
But she and I used to do these big displays for a realtor. Elaine Young. Elaine Young used to sell to some of the movie stars, including Elizabeth Taylor and Elvis, and she had a house on Coldwater Canyon. So whenever we would put up the great big display, everybody would see it driving up and down Coldwater Canyon. And we didn't just do it for Christmas. We did it for other holidays as well. So it was really quite exciting for the neighbors, and it gave Elaine an excuse to have a party so she could sell a house to one of her movie star friends.
Wow,
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was.
I know you were you know, involved in the production of all this. You performed, Carmelita, and you know, and of course, you know, Jim, you were running around doing all that you do.
Well,
did you guys?
Well, you know, I can only take credit for actually performing and maybe inviting a few people, but Eric and his dad and the other team and SJ, and you know, they were such an important part of the event. And of course, you know, Easy Way Cares is spearheading the whole thing, and we've got wonderful people like yourself and Nick that have become so much a part of the family, and I just am having a great time getting to know you.
Oh, that's sweet. Did you get a chance to talk to Provincial Vodka, Your Way Apparel, Bears for Humanity, Brain Tap, Jamie Claire, Lamborghini Gold Champagne, and of course our Marines. Did you get a chance to go around the tables and talk to any of them? I know that things just went out.
Well, I did do some connecting while I was there, and you know what was so amazing? The Marines were such gentlemen. They knew that I had a small request to take a photograph with them, and at the time there was a beautiful lady on the red carpet, and she was busy doing an interview, so we all had to wait, and they waited with me until the moment opened up, and Eric said, okay, guys, you know, so we made it onto the red carpet, and we took some photographs, and that was a great moment.
Well, that's cool.
Great.
And you know what, you guys? Hey, I want you to hold on for a second because we got someone else in queue that wants to join in on this conversation, too. It's Bill Brown.
All right.
Big Bill.
Hello, hello.
Mr. Bill Brown. Right, forget about it.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for popping in.
The pool
yes,
star.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bill, did you go to, did you go to any events lately?
Beautiful event on last Sunday, and of course we had a little mini event yesterday at the pool hall, and it was great joining you guys.
Nick
but,
and Penny,
yeah,
the pool hustlers.
Yes, Carmelita, they had us playing in pool.
Oh, really?
But, the event Sunday was fantastic, and of course being an educator for 30 years and a coach and. And anytime you see community come together for causes, it's always something that's been a part of the educational, you know, fabric of America. Really, you know, always fundraising and coming together for people in need. And so, Toys for Tots, and that whole situation that Eric put together so brilliantly, and saw a lot of the same good, loyal, fantastic people that just seem to always come out when their need is there, and of course nothing to say about the pizza guy. We were there to the very end, and then it was making pizza time again. I mean, this guy is amazing. You know, celebrity pizza is just fantastic. I mean, it's the best.
Yeah,
it's the best.
He makes pizzas like some people just put their clothes on. I mean, it's just a natural thing for him. It doesn't matter what he cooks. He just, and you know, some people just have a passion, and that's Nick's passion. He does such
a good job. I can honestly say, you know, you get some vernaculars with things in athletics. You know, he's the Michael Jordan of pizza. I mean, you know,
that's what I think
of.
That is exactly what I've been called.
Now listen, guys, I just want to jump in here real quick because I was listening to a plastic surgeon today who's actually a holistic type of individual, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear the health benefits that that pizza can offer for those people who love pizza. The lycopene that's in the tomatoes is something that is an antioxidant, which is it can deter aging, and so there's some great benefits, you know, that if you know how to prepare it in a healthful way, that people can enjoy it and still be healthy.
Okay,
we'll make some tomato facials.
I got another one. I was listening to the radio about 15 minutes ago. And they're talking about the economy and how, you know, through the holidays, some sales are down here or down there. Guess what they said that is going up? A couple of things that are going up that's actually hot on the market now. You're not going to believe this.
What's
pizza?
Pizza,
yeah.
Of course.
Forget about
it. Check this out. 40 to 60% increase. Like, what the heck is going on? Are you kidding?
That's right. They're hearing about Nick, celebrity pizza guy. Eric's just blowing up the internet. He's just got him out there. And I'll tell you, that is true.
Penny, you got to do something, though. Okay?
What's that?
You got to grab Nick's ankles and pull him down because he's going to be floating above the ground when he starts getting famous. You know how they get.
Yeah, I'll have my own balloon in the New York Parade.
You're right. Yeah, but you guys will be down. You guys will be on his court, right?
Oh, that's funny.
Forget
about it, you know.
And forget about it, right.
That was actually on the news. I couldn't believe it. I'm listening, and it's like they're talking about, well, this is down, and they have a lot of sales, but the people are looking for such sales that they're trying to make money. And then they said, but pizza is up 40% and 60%. It's like, that's pretty big. Mm-hmm. So people are going getting their pizzas, you know.
Well, and you know, we want to get out there, and you know, our whole thing, I think Nick has always wanted to put it out there and show people that pizza isn't a bad word, it's a good word. And you know, his pizza slice is 120 calories a slice, you know. And the bottom line here is that, you know, if we could change pizza across America, can you imagine? And then forget about it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be 60%, it'd be 100%.
Yeah.
Figure this. If I could do a 120-calorie slice of pizza and you go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger, that's probably about 300 calories.
No, the cheeseburger is 500 calories.
Really?
Yes.
Well, forget about it.
Wow.
Being a wellness coach, I look at all that stuff. And it's, I'll tell you, everything he made the other night was all from scratch. There wasn't anything that he didn't make.
Everything was from scratch.
And
well,
you know, he can smell the pizza.
You can smell what you're cooking through the event, and I think there's some kind of science to the smell that's pleasant, that makes people, you know, the endorphins or whatever that is, makes them feel good.
Gravitate,
relaxed or something.
Well, you know, we also have someone that Eric's been talking to. Lester Spate was on video with him last night, and. He was on the red carpet too.
Had pictures with me and him,
and he was saying how he wants to do a signature protein pizza with Celebrity Pizza Guy, and he's one of the biggest Super Bowl commercial characters, Terry Tate, Norbit, and he's been on Transformers 3, and I mean just a whole bunch.
And,
of
a bunch things. Of other.
I mean, it's amazing, and I mean he's one of the biggest, and. You know, that's what's happening with this whole, with your whole organization. You know, you, Eric, well, Carmelita, you know, Bill Brown, anybody that's attached to Eric, you know, we're all a big family. And the thing is, I mean, it's blowing up. I mean, everybody wants to make a piece.
Stays on top of the cutting edge stuff. I mean, the cutting edge stuff sometimes is not where he's at. He's like watching what's coming up and then he's creating new stuff. And I see him in these meetings and people are just, awestruck, and they're knowledgeable people in the social media business and, you know, so on and so forth, marketing. And they're, like, dumbfounded and, like, how does he do that? But it's hard work is what it is. It's knowledge and hard work. And when he gets into a certain entity, it's all over the world. It's amazing. And that's one of the people that deserves it is the pizza guy. Get him out there. Get these pizzas. Worldwide chain of Celebrity Pizza Guy's Pizza. Yep, that's what we're going to do. Yep.
Well, we want to make sure you guys all get your pizzas written down and what you want on your pizzas, because we're going to be doing that the next. I think we should do that the next one. How about that, Carmelita? You tell us what you want, Bill Brown, Jim Zulli. We want to find out what you want.
I know what Jim Zulli wants.
Oh, of course we do. We know what Jim wants. And it's not seafood. Not like you're a sushi guy.
I'll take some mushrooms.
You want the mushrooms? Oh, you and Dante, that's good. Yeah, you guys love the mushrooms. Well, there's a lot of nutritional value in mushrooms. Yeah.
I know.
And Mr. Brown, what would you want?
What about you, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm kind of almost, you know, I've been in the health food arena for a long time, so probably a half veggie and a half kind of a turkey chicken would be good, you know, just kind of mix it up a little bit.
How about a barbecue?
Carmelita's would be the mushroom pizza.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you only want mushrooms, Carmelita? We know you, Bill, you want the you want a half and half protein, half veggie, but Yeah, so I think that next time we do the event, or when we get ready to do, you know, the next time, I think that that's what you guys should do. We should get you guys a signature pizza.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nick?
That sounds awesome. That's rock and roll.
And Nick, and the mushroom pizza, if you make a pizza and let it sit there long enough, maybe kind of grow your own mushrooms, and that would be a natural pizza.
We're open to more events, and that's what we want to do. We want to get his pizza out there more. And I think
you guys,
that
we're hogging
that's
your own show, so we don't want to hog your own stuff. You are. It's been fun, though, you know. So I'm gonna let you guys go. And so when are we getting you out here next? When is the celebrity and Penny going to be out here next?
We're trying to get down here maybe by New Year's. You know, we might do something around that time. I think that we need to come down and talk to some people and, you know, more people wanting us to do events. We have people coming at us all over the place. And, you know, I think that, you know, just planning things out for the new year, because I'm telling you, 2017 is going to be a big money and prosperity and blessing for everybody. I just
feel
this next year is going to be great.
Yeah, I got a feeling. All right, guys, I'm going to let you go because, I'm just waiting, Nick. Nick, I'm waiting for that mail guy, that UPS driver, to pull up and deliver my pizza from Reading.
That's the Bill Brown thing, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that, all of us, last night. Yeah, I think that we need to definitely, you know, get some things going. And I really think that don't you agree, once you get your pizza in everybody's mouth, forget about it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. And word of mouth is the best advertising. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, I'm going to sign off. We'll talk to Bill.
Yeah, we'll sign off with you guys. And Christmas.
We have to get the subject. You guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's and all that good stuff.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone. And God bless.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
We're going to go to commercial. Bye, you guys. Take care.
All right.
Forget about it.
So Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azzulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, we're back. How's everybody doing? We're back, and we're now. What an amazing time we spent with Jim Azzulli, Carmelita Pittman, Bill Brown. They're amazing people in this wonderful family organization, and, you know, they're very, very wonderful to us. And we're going to do the recipe of the week, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're going to do the recipe of the week. It's called a barbecued chicken pizza with smoked Gouda with red onion. And what you do is you get your boneless breast chicken, cut it julienne style in the baking sheet, and put your oven on 350, 375. You bake it, and or you can grill it, and get your dough ready. You put your first layer of cheddar cheese, that I use mild Wisconsin cheddar. And then you put your chicken, and then you put red onion, and then you put your barbecue sauce, and then a drip all around it. And then you top it with cilantro and some more red onion, and then add smoked Gouda cheese on top, and there's your recipe of the week.
Wow, that
and
sounds
it's awesome.
Delicious. That sounds
It tastes awesome. You will love it.
That's cool.
So I hope you guys try to make this recipe, actually be good for New Year's.
Well, yeah, you're going to be able to do that with all with your dough that you did, and now your sauce. And are they going to be using the red sauce?
No, they're going to be using barbecue sauce.
But only barbecue
that's
sauce.
That's it, barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce. God, that sounds delicious. Absolutely delicious. Well,
okay,
good.
Now here is Miss Penny.
We're
going to
do the nutritional fact. And you know what? I think that, you know, when we eat at the holidays, I think a lot of the biggest problem that people have is they feel like they're stuffed. They feel like they're inflamed. They feel bloated. And the most important thing is that, you know, if you eat your celery, you eat your cucumbers, your broccoli, your lemon, drinking lots of lemon water during the holidays, I think is really important because it purges your system and it helps you to eliminate the bloat from all these wonderful meals that we're eating. And, you know, just try to pick better choices for the holidays. Make sure that you don't overeat and that you, you know, make sure that you eat lots of vegetables, you know, regardless of how much meat that you eat. And don't eat more than a palm of protein per meal. And I think, I think that what we're going to do, you know, this holiday, I mean, we're not real big, heavy beef eaters, but, you know, I think we're going to try what?
We're going to do a rib roast, but I'd rather have a filet mignon
and
roast.
And what are we going to have with that for the holidays?
I don't know. We could have asparagus, or we could have French cut green beans, sauteed in garlic.
Oh, yum.
A little olive oil and a little butter. What else? We could do your garlic mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that would be delicious.
Cranberry sauce. Love my cranberry sauce because that's great for you. That's really healthy for you.
Yeah, I think cranberries are really good for you, too. I think that, you know, just doing that kind of stuff is amazing. I think that, you know, when you do big meals, I think that, you know, if you have enough of those kind of things, then you don't have to worry about the fats and the heavy proteins, you know.
You eat filet mignon, it's the best meat for you to eat.
Yeah, you were saying that would be even better than that a prime rib.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because prime rib is not the fat.
Now, he has made some pizzas with Philly cheesesteak pizzas. Oh, my God. Forget about it. That's
Philly
amazing.
Philly cheesesteak pizza.
And, yeah.
That's another good one.
And the tenderness of the meat was just amazing. So, you know, just, I don't know, we're going to do something different. And we would love to have, next time, we would love to have more callers call in and tell us what they'd like us to talk about. And they're all busy shopping. I'm sure they are. Forget about it. We should be shopping. Have we
shopping? For what? Forget
when,
about
when
it.
When do we have time to shop? We're busy with Eric. But
that's my shopping.
Yeah, that's our shopping is working with Eric. And we're shopping for people is what we're shopping for. No, but we have to go back. We have to get ourselves situated.
We have to get back on the road. We've been on a pit stop right now for an hour. And this is called Forget About It Sideshow.
This is a funny one. I don't think, you know, I always look at Eric and I go, he's easy on the go, right? He's easy on the go. Well, we're forget about
we
it
were
on
under
the go.
Pressure.
You know what? We're going to have to let Eric know that that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a side thing with Edie. Is it going to be forget about it on the go? and who knows who we're going to be running into. I think that's what we might do from town to town. I think that might be a fun thing.
So what else would you like to talk about with our 10 minutes left there?
Well, I think that we need to talk about some of the ideas that we might be wanting to do. I know that we've got a lot of really big events that could be coming up here with Eric. I think that we're going to have, you know, a chance to, you know, go down to Los Angeles and, you know.
Well, we're going to be working on my pilot for the network.
Well, and we're going to
give the network.
Yeah, we're going to.
Master Spades.
Uh-huh.
Who wants me to mentor him on how to make pizza.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's right. He did say that. He wants you to show. He wants to make it himself and have you show him
how to make it.
And see, that, That's amazing. Well, see, they were doing that at the Mario Lopez, too. I mean,
I was teaching people there how to make pizza, but
Sarah Stage, I remember her coming up and her saying, can you show me how to make a pizza? And I was really surprised because out of all the people, you know, standing in the kitchen, you know, you got these gals, they're all dolled up and everything. They don't care if they get a bunch of flour on them, you know. I was like, you want to get all...
They want to play.
They do. I do. I saw...
They want to play with the dough.
They want to play with the dough. Exactly. So
that's common knowledge.
Yeah, that was fun.
Everyone likes to make a pizza.
Well...
It's called create your own pizza.
We're going to have...
Make your own pizza.
We're going to have to...
Especially kids. Kids would love to do that.
Wouldn't it be great to have a class?
Yeah, teach them how to make
pizza. We could do celebrity kids. That would be amazing. I think that would be a fun thing. We could set it up. We could get a nice kitchen going there down in Los Angeles. We could get a bunch of celebrity kids and have them learn how to spin a pie. We'll have to talk to Eric about that. That's amazing.
Or Bill Brown.
Or Bill Brown. We could get him involved, too. Well, you know what? Bill Brown's going to be involved in a lot of stuff.
He's got the end with the kid.
He does. He's amazing. I mean, I can't believe how much, you know, of a connection he has with those schools. And, you know, he knows what those schools want, and that's what we're going to do. And I think that would be a lot of fun. So I'm hoping that, you know, we'll be able to do that stuff. So we're going to be getting ourselves on the road here.
We're going to sign off.
We have
another 6 to 5 hour drive.
Yes.
And we want to get home before midnight. Because I might turn into the pumpkin.
Well, he will turn into
a
big
pumpkin. Tomato.
I'll be fixing things for 2 days after we get home because of this 9 hour drive. So, hopefully our weather's going to be awesome.
Forget about it.
And you know, as beautiful as Los Angeles. My goodness, I couldn't believe it.
It was beautiful.
It was, and I can't wait to go.
Thanks for listening to the show, and everyone have a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year, and don't forget to
forget about it.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.